Midwest weather will likely be a little mixed on precipitation and sunshine over the next several days, and because of that, we'll likely see some field progress continuing across a portion of the region. The areas that are going to be most favored for that will be in the lower and eastern parts of the Midwest, but even in the Northwest, I think we could see a little more field work occur today or tomorrow. It's important to note that it will still rain across many of these areas, and if you're interested in knowing where the best potential for field work is going to occur each day, the best advice is to look at radar each morning, because that is going to be the best lead-off as to telling everyone where the next round of precipitation is most likely to occur. The precipitation will always be erratic, at least over these next few days, and that means that most likely the precipitation is going to be light, and it's not likely to last long enough to real seriously set back field work. There will be some exceptions, though, most definitely. And in the upper parts of the Midwest and the northern plains, we'll likely see rainfall becoming more organized as we go from Friday into Saturday. And from Saturday all the way into Tuesday, the wettest conditions will be present in the Midwest in general and the northern plains. And I would expect to see that period of time, the period that will likely see the least amount of field work. Now, the Dakotas, portions of Nebraska, as well as northwestern Iowa, Minnesota, and maybe even northwestern Wisconsin, as well as southern sections of Canada, Saskatchewan, and Manitoba, will be at the core of the greatest amount of precipitation that will occur. And again, from Sunday, maybe even late Saturday into Tuesday, we'll likely see rain totals running upwards into the range of maybe 3/4 of an inch to around 2 to 2.5 inches in some locations. That'll be enough precipitation to stop field work, obviously, and the coverage of this precipitation will likely be close to 100%, so therefore there won't be much field work occurring in these areas prior or beyond Saturday morning. Now, for the rest of the Midwest, the greatest precipitation will also evolve as we move from Sunday into Wednesday of next week. This precipitation will likely occur along a cold front that will be cutting through the region, and as the front does advance through the area, we'll likely see showers and thunderstorms and some potential for some severe thunderstorm activity occurring as time moves along. Now, no widespread severe weather outbreak is expected, and the precipitation that occurs will likely run from a couple tenths of an inch upwards to 3/4 of an inch. Drier weather will occur at the end of next week and continuing on into the second weekend of the two-week outlook, and because of that, we'll likely see field work resuming relatively quickly. The other factor that is so very important to the forecast today is the temperature factor. We expect to see daily highs running in the middle 70s through the 80s during a big part of the next week to 10 days, and that should be sufficient amount of drying that once the rain ends, we'll likely see a good amount of evaporation taking place so that field work can get back underway relatively quickly. The temperature outlook continues to promote readings that will be a little bit above average, and as I mentioned before, we'll be looking at middle 70s through the 80s occurring most often across the Midwest. Our coolest weather will be in the north during the early to middle part of next week when the upper-level low-pressure system works its way from west to east across that region. Low temperatures at night, though, will stay way up above freezing. There's no risk of any kind of frost event anytime soon. We'll look for lows running mostly in the 50s with some lower 60s in the south and east, and we'll look for a few upper 40s in the northwest. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.